green shoots, little bit of green. They are a very, very good team, and they expose all your weaknesses, and I don't mean ours, any team. And what I liked, there were parts of the game, and a lot of it was played in our end, but even in parts of the game, we were right. You know, whether, and the willingness was there, all the stuff that you want, the character stuff, 36 block shots, we big penalty kill at the end, holding a lead when it goes from 3-1 to 3-2, and yes, our goaltender was a big part of that, and we're going to pay him. You know, he's on our team. So I'm hoping for, probably not going to rip that game apart in terms of video. We'll use some of it, but more of the emotional part, being able to win this game, being able to hold that lead as a confidence builder. You know what? That's the loudest the bench got all night. I found it really quiet early. We weren't clearly good at the start of the game, and we talked about quickness, and that quickness never got to the level consistently that I'd like, but it was there at pieces. You know, we got faster. We had probably our best offensive opportunities in the third, so that's a positive, but you know, they're coming a little bit. But the bench got loud when they made it 3-2. They started really talking, and that's a great sign, because it usually goes the other way. Lots of chatter, lots of excitement, and you know, again, that penalty kill, the back-to-back in the second period, I thought we were much better after that, and obviously at the goal, but the penalty kill in the third was huge.
When you play a team like Anaheim that scores a lot of goals, is there a key to working down low and blocking the shots?
Well, it's a must because of their puck possession, their strength on the puck, and then they move so well. And they also have the advantage that we don't have, is they get to play like a confident team. You know, they get to play with a team like with a lot of points and a lot of confidence, so that's the way they move the puck. And we've got a ways to go on that. There were plays that I think we could make when you're, I don't know, loose is the right word, but you've had enough positive experiences in your game in that memory bank that you move differently and you move the puck differently. They've got it. We're trying to get it, and hopefully tonight is a step forward for that.
Do you sense a growth in confidence?
There should be. You know, because you're hearing more on the bench of the things that we talk about that we want to do. They're starting to recognize it on the bench. When the bench is calling the game, you know, and in your head, you're calling the same game. That's a good thing. They're on the same page.
You've done. Why is this team suddenly unbeatable, at least in four games?
Nothing, really. Our best game for me that we played was in Calgary for the longest stretch of time. Parts of Edmonton in terms of resiliency, the third period especially. The one thing I like is I do think, with the exception of the first five of Calgary, we've played our best hockey in the third period, so that's a real good sign. Some confidence is starting to come. But I believe before I got here, this is a good hockey team. And I'll tell you something. What I do is at the end of every year, I take what I thought was our hockey team's worst game and our best game, and watch them usually in the summer, and it's night and day with the same players. That emotion, that feeling good is critical. With 82 games of a full contact physical sport, a big chunk of that is confidence and positive emotion. And when it's not there, you just can't do things. And when you start to build it, you look like a different team with the exact same energy level. You're trying just as hard as you were 2 weeks ago, but now you're feeling good, and that changes everything.